Welcome to the Uncut Chronicles. I'm Crystal.
I'm Andy.
And we are coming to you with information and topics every day, such as
culture, trending topics, shit your mammy probably don't need to hear.
So come on in with us so we can share more with you about our day. Hey, everybody. I'm Crystal.
And I'm Andy.
And we want to welcome you to another amazing, amazing episode of Uncut Chronicles. How was your weekend, Andy?
It was a weekend. I know you heard about Tory Lanez in there crying because he said he feared for his life in jail.
We don't have time for this, okay? I know you're not in there crying after you didn't shot somebody in the foot and lied and said you didn't do it.
I mean, his argument is, I'm a celebrity and people are going to shoot and they're going to beat me up in jail. I'm like, Thug have been in jail. This whole time, I ain't heard him complain not once. He just want to get out. YNF Lucy been in jail. I ain't heard him say he's scared for his life. So why all of a sudden you scared for your life?
Because these people out here perpetrate lives that they're really not living. And then lying about it in order to sell music, which is an agenda that is sickening. It's detrimental to a community, to a people, to everything. And then you get yourself in situations you can't get yourself out of, doing things you have no business doing, trying to live up to a name that is not the one that you were given. Okay? Now you in there crying, trying not to toot it up, and then trying not to get beat up. Since that's not my problem. It's really not.
But the thing is, you're not even in the general population.
Where is he at?
He's isolated because of his status. So you're isolated. So, I mean, essentially, nobody can really touch you.
So what are you crying about?
Because he swear for God he's so innocent. But I'm like, here's my thing. You had an opportunity to back out, but you doubled down. Double, triple, quadruple down. You didn't do it and ended up getting a longer jail sentence if you would have just took the plea deal. And you probably would have got out a little earlier had you would have took the plea deal. I don't feel bad for him. Fuck him. That's why your lace lifted. So
when I saw that mug shot and that hair was lip, baby, I was like, either that perm has expired or the wig is lifting.
I know lace glue when I see it. And that lace was lifting. And I said,
Was it like that day when you said you had to go back home because your wig was falling off?
It was exactly like that. To the ball cap. Head. Just slide all the way back. Just ball cap just hanging out. That was Tory to the T. And I said, I know when a bitch lace lifted and your lace was lifted for that fucking soundtrack. Okay? From a bitch that who laced and slid all the way to the back to the ball cap show, I know what a bitch lace showing and yours is showing. And I could not contain myself when I saw the picture because I said, that's how we going to jail? I said, okay.
But more than anything, he just drug Meg through the ground, swore she was lying. And she has always stood 10 toes down and been very honest about who was there, who saw it, why it was so unfair that Black women cannot get hurt and be believed. And because he was a man, so many people stood around him. Oh, he didn't do it. He didn't do it. You wasn't even there. And there's so much proof that he did do it. So, no, I don't feel sorry for him. I wish him the best while in. But it's time for you to stand on the island that you swore that you didn't, you know, belong on.
If you think I'm gonna feel sorry for that bitch, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't feel bad for him not once. And here's my thing, though, that made him hella guilty. It was the taunting.
Yeah.
The whole entire time. If you didn't do shit, if I didn't do this, I'm not talking about shit because I'm not drawing attention to it. I don't want to end my energy. None of that shit. The whole entire time, that's what solidified he was guilty as fuck to me. Because you taunted that girl for months. She didn't even go to the police on you. She didn't say nothing. Even after you harmed her, she didn't say anything, but you took your leprechaun ass, leprechaun in the hood ass, and could not help yourself.
AKA Tales from the Hood.
Okay. And was harassing that girl for months.
Literally.
And then turn around and say, Roc Nation will crumble. What the fuck? You did that shit. And I wish to God all these people, these delusional ass celebrities and these delusional ass fans understand. If you didn't do shit, are you going to parade around about somebody getting shot or some, or the crime that was committed that was allegedly that you did it? Hell no. You're going to shut the fuck up and disappear off the face of the earth. So I have no sympathy for him whatsoever. Was I surprised at the celebrities that were backing him? Absolutely not. I was actually surprised about Iggy Azalea, especially someone that was in an abusive relationship, to back him knowing he has a history of being an abuser, which, again, did not surprise me. And she was backing him and writing a, you know, character, whatever, to the judge saying that he's a great person.
First of all, you know, she trash anyway. I mean, I'm trying to, listen.
Your baby daddy, Cardi. Be quiet. You have no say in this. You have no dog in this fight.
Iggy lost all her points many moons ago. I'm sure there is a place with some railroad tracks that's waiting on her to go to the other side and have a good time. Like, go to the other side of the tracks on your part of everything and have a good day, ma'am. We did not ask you to speak on this. You are not aligning yourself with the culture that you so clearly continue to mock and culture vulture and lie to. And you have the audacity, maybe the caucasity, to stand up against another woman and a Black woman and defend him in the wrongdoing? Man, we didn't ask for you. We didn't send for you. We didn't call for you. We didn't text you. Sit down and be quiet.
I was so offended. I think hers offended me the most.
Ugh, it was the worst.
Out of everybody else's, hers offended me the most for the simple fact of you make your living being a character of a Black woman in a culture that you don't really have no ties or identify with, essentially. And that's not to say that Caucasian people can't be in hip hop, because I mean, Eminem was in hip hop and he's perfectly fine.
And he's always given respect. He's always been an amazing artist. He's never been disrespectful to us as a people. You've never heard those things said about him, no matter where he came from, what he did, or the work he did. So I have so much respect for him. But Iggy, I think even Eminem will pull your card. Eminem will pull it. He would tell you, you don't have a card today.
And that's my thing. Like, I truly don't quite get with her. Like, my issue with her. Because it's like, you can enjoy hip-hop, love hip-hop, but why, when it comes to anything that's revolving around Black culture, is always this like character that you have to put on? Like, you're a white woman from Australia. Like, you, where did this Black scent come from? This Southern Black scent that you make when you rap, and you clearly do not sound like that in everyday life. So anyway, that's my tangent about Iggy. But I was surprised, but I wasn't surprised about her antics and backing him. But throw that midget under the jail.
Do you think that Tory is a great example of toxicity amongst kings, or who would define themselves as king?
I don't think he's a king. Maybe a court gesture. But yes, I do. And I feel like this whole thing of like, oh, my man is my king, this and that and the third. My thing is he really?
Is he really? Listen, I don't think that everybody deserves the title as king. Let's start there. I feel that I also will not follow anybody. You will never put me on a ship and lead me off a cliff, baby, ever. And so if you're not showing good skills in leadership, which means you're also an excellent follower when there's greatness ahead of you, if you do not have the foresight, the vision to be a teammate, you are a co-pilot. When your teammate can see what you can't see, you're not a king. If you are not responsible, if you're not excellent communicator, it doesn't mean that you are flawless. You are not a king. Because in order to be a king, that means that you are leading and others are following. And if you can't be followed, then you're not a king. And we should stop giving everybody that title. Because if I hear one more Hotepper say anything else, Grand Rising, sit your Grand Rising ass down.
Man.
First of all, get that stuff to your mama. I'm done. Like, do not, because sometimes they are the worst abusers. Sometimes they are the most, they're womanizers, the disrespect, but it's cloaked in this Afrocentric behavior and titles behind closed doors. You are not a king. You are a jester. And no thanks to that.
It's just toxic patriarchy with shea butter.
That's patriarchy with shea butter. God damn. That's true.
Because that's how I feel, essentially. Like, it can be a lot of times. Like, I don't have a problem, you know, with having a man lead. I don't have an issue with that. I mean, if you're a great leader, I'm going to sit my ass down and shut the fuck up.
Comfortably.
Okay? And which I'm going to turn my brain off.
You can run all this.
I don't care.
Do not. None. Zero.
But I'm not going to let you, like you said, I'm not going to let you lead and you're going to lead us straight to purgatory. Like, I'm just not in the mood for that. So I think I personally tread very lightly with the title of king. I mean, I've never called my partner a king. Not that my partner is, like, bad or anything like that, or they don't provide, but it's just a simple fact of, like, do you really need the title, or is this some type of, like, ego trip for you? Like, what is it?
You know, like I said, it's fun if you're filling the shoes and all, but if not, I'm not interested. But I don't have a problem with the title, so to speak. It's one of those that you might give, you know, at home behind closed doors. It's not something that we have to advertise to the public. I feel like it's one of those things. It's kind of like class. You don't have to say you're classy. Baby, you're going to ooze class. It's going to be seen. When you're a king or a queen, it's noticeable. You don't have to make the announcement. People know when respect is to be given, because your nonverbals and the way you conduct yourself say it all. So I don't feel the necessity to have to say it, but you will definitely know, and I won't blink about having to follow anybody that's walking in greatness, because you're going to lead us to greatness because we're a team. Yeah. So for me, it's the artificial sweetener kings I got a problem with. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't do sweet and low kings.
there's a lot of them out there.
I don't do them. Because like you said, like, as I'm not hung up on titles necessarily, because if you walk it and you talk it, I ain't got to say it. You already know. But I feel like this whole thing with calling men, certain men, let me say that, certain men kings, it's an ego trip for them, and nobody's really living up to the title. And I'm like, y'all be calling people, like the Polly Clown couple we be talking about, that ditzy broad being there talking about something, yes, my king. I said, bitch, is the lights on? Is the bill paid? Your braids are hanging on by two strands. And you talking about, yes, my king?
So many questions.
Because I'm not, yes, my king, and I'm in here looking like I done been through the struggle fight. I'm not, yes, my king shit.
And he's letting you? He's letting you look this way, and y'all are all okay with it?
And you, yes, my king.
What's the condition of the home?
Y'all ain't even ate in 3 days. Y'all been eating watermelon for the past 7 days, and you in there talking about some, yes, my king.
Goodbye.
Baby, goodbye. You're a victim. They're like, this is not, this
you are
is not
a
king.
Blink twice.
Like, and that's my thing, like, where we uplift men barely doing the bare minimum, and then that's a king. No. And it's not even all the time, like, monetary thing. It's like, are you even trying at this point? No. And y'all be, that's my king. Bookie, be fucking for real. Is that really your king? Or is this another dependent on your taxes? Because that's...
Damn.
That's what it's giving sometimes.
Y'all just letting them be dependents on y'all taxes, but not even getting the real money for them?
Like...
I be damned.
He not even taking care of you. He can't even put nothing on the table. He's not even there for you emotionally. He doesn't even have emotional intelligence. You talking about, yes, my king.
Mm-mm, we ain't doing it.
Yeah.
So I say all that to say that it's some toxic ones out there, and they're in front of you, and some of them are living next to you, and I hope you guys are able to always tell the difference. Go back and run and tell your mamas and your aunties about this one, because we want to always keep it raw and uncut with you. I am Crystal.
And I'm Andy.
And we are so appreciative you listen to Uncut Chronicles. Peace.
Bye, guys.
The Uncut Chronicles is part of the Breaking Ice, Building Bridges community podcast platform, brought to you by Possibilities.